Proclamation number 8155 of 19th of April, 1962. The mission of the disciples. My disciples were instructed in my teaching of love when I walked across the earth. They were full of love themselves or they would not have followed me, for their free will determined them, not my will. And therefore they also soon recognized me as the promised Messiah, although time and again they fell into doubt due to my adversary's influence, who did everything to disparage me in their eyes because he wanted to separate them from me. But I exemplified a life of love to them and this motivated them to follow me and to let themselves be taught by me time and again. And I had much to say to them, for I wanted them to continue my missionary work to people. I wanted them to instruct their fellow human beings in the same way, that they should proclaim the gospel of love to them, which I therefore urgently proclaimed to them and time and again drew their attention to the significance of a life of love. For love was what people lacked, which is why they were also without strength and unable to resist my adversary in order to be released from him. And since my disciples lived out love themselves except for one, they were also able to understand me. And where they lacked understanding I helped them, for I needed true representatives of my teaching who should also convincingly proclaim me myself and my act of salvation, which ended my life on earth. For that was the most important part of their mission, that they testified to me myself and my great act of mercy, that they went out into the world and reported about me and my death on the cross, but that they proclaimed the gospel of love at the same time, because it was love which made me descend to earth, who died on the cross in appalling suffering in order to redeem people's guilt of sin. Thus my disciples first had to know the connection if they were to speak of it with conviction themselves. And I truly explained everything to them. They were always able to follow my life and activity. They were able to ascertain the effect of a true life of love on me myself. They experienced that I healed the sick and worked miracles because the strength of love in me came to fruition. And after my death I filled my disciples with my spirit. What they had lacked in knowledge before, they suddenly recognized, for it became light in them. I myself was now able to work in them through my spirit, and thus they were now also suitable for their mission to go out into the world and teach the nations. For everyone was to take note of what had taken place on earth for the sake of humanity's sins. Everyone should know about my commandments of love and about the one who, out of love, gave himself on the cross in order to redeem people. It was necessary to convey this knowledge to people and therefore I sent my disciples out into the world after they had been trained by me. And since my spirit was working in them they could only proclaim pure truth and thus bring light to people who were living in spiritual darkness. Yet time and again the working of my spirit will also be necessary if my gospel is to be proclaimed. Time and again disciples trained by me will carry my gospel out into the world, because they shall proclaim the truth which can only be recognized and spread by an enlightened spirit. For time and again my act of salvation shall be mentioned. Time and again people have to learn about the great work of mercy of the man Jesus, in whom I myself offered the sacrifice on the cross. Time and again this knowledge has to be truthfully offered to people if the darkness is to be broken through which my adversary keeps spread over the earth time and again. Only light can break through the darkness, and only the truth from me is light. And this will therefore be repeatedly guided to earth by my spirit and carried out into the world by my disciples chosen by myself. For people do not know that they have to find redemption from their original sin, nor do they know that their unkind way of life has brought them darkness. And therefore the divine teaching of love has to be proclaimed to them first, For the effect of a life of love will also bring them the light in which they will now brightly and clearly recognize the mission of the man Jesus. And the light of truth will lead them to him. They will take the path to the cross, and I myself will now redeem them from sin and death. Amen.